Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we bring in John Costco of Pro Football Focus. How you doing this morning?
I am doing great, Garrett. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, football season for the Browns is not going the way we wanted to. 2-4. You know, a lot of talent on this roster. A lot of the talent is not playing up to his capabilities on this roster. What I wanted to do something this week is go around, and we talk about talent, go around the league and talk about some of the talent that people may not know of that's been really playing well. You know, and the bye gives us opportunity to kind of look at other teams, look at other players that have been playing kind of well that we may not get a chance to look at because we watched the Browns so heavily. You know, what are some, you know, players in position groups that that you guys might have ranked in the top three, top five, and players that guys may not know are playing really well at the top of the league at different positions that might kind of stand out to the fans in, around the NFL?
Yeah, so I think if, you know, obviously, on the offensive side of the ball, you've got the skill positions, which if you play fantasy football, people will kind of go, oh, this guy's got putting up big numbers and whatnot. Somebody that hasn't actually been putting up big numbers but is grading out as one of the best player on offense this year is George Kittle of the 49ers. Obviously, Browns fans saw him score a touchdown against the Browns, but he early in the season, he had a lot of passes that were nullified that he had big gains on because of penalty, not by his fault. So he's actually been playing really well. Another guy that, on, you know, for a wide receiver position that is a second-year player, DJ Chark out of, you know, Jacksonville. He's a guy that obviously nobody had, you know, on their radar to be a breakout player or even a top wide receiver this year. So far, with Gardner Minshew throwing him the ball, he's been fantastic. He is great of 88.8, is second of all wide receivers. And then Mark Andrews, a tight end for the Ravens, has been playing extremely well this year. He's a second graded tight end in the NFL at 87.8. And then I think, you know, from a running back perspective, the rookie out of Oakland, Josh Jacobs, obviously a first round pick. People, you know, probably had him, you know, highly rated coming out, maybe thought he'd be really good, but maybe not this good so early. He's grading out in 85.6, one of the top running backs in the NFL. If you look at the defensive side of the ball, you got a lot of good surprises there. Quentin Dunbar of Washington Redskins is their top-graded defensive player in the NFL. Obviously, that would be the top cornerback. His grade of a 92.4 is fantastic. He has two elite games of 90-plus, which is you know, on our grading scale of 0 to 100. And then DJ Reader from out of Houston, you know, defensive tackle, is 91.2. He's just a step below what Aaron Donald is currently grading at. It'll be interesting to see if he can continue that and maintain that level of play, but he's been dominant for them. And another player obviously Browns fans would be familiar with would be Jamie Collins out of New England. He kind of struggled here, you know, in Cleveland for a number of years after that trade. It goes back to a system that he played so well at early in his career, and he picked up basically where he left off when he left New England. And he's obviously, you look at his stat line, he's our top-graded linebacker at 91.1, but, I mean, he's got multiple interceptions, multiple fumble recoveries, multiple sacks. He's just been all over the field, obviously, and he's returned one for a touchdown as well. So that one might hurt for Browns fans. It'll be interesting to see how, you know, he carries this forward. He's been great as a pass rusher and been great in coverage. And really, when you go to that New England system, Bill Belichick just really knows how to put you in good positions and what your skill set is and do what you're good at.
I'm talking to John Costco on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And we're just talking about around the league, looking at some of the surprising players and maybe some of the more disappointing players. Are there a couple of disappointing players who you may have looked at it that may have been a traditional guys who've ranked really high at your positions across the league that have kind of tailed off dramatically or fell off a little bit that you're kind of scratching your head about?
Yeah, I think there's a first round pick where we as a rookie though, I think a lot of people expected him to play better. Geandre Baker out of New York, he's grading really poorly so far this year. Obviously you're going to have rookie struggles and stuff like that, but he's grading out as one of the worst players in the NFL at 31.3.
Wow.
I don't think anybody expected that bad. You're always going to have rookie struggles, maybe looking in the 50s and 60s, but that low is pretty eye-popping. Keanu Neal out of Atlanta. We all know about Atlanta's struggles this year on offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball, especially the defensive side of the ball. And he's played really poorly. I know he's been hurt and battled back from injury early in the year, but he's at a 42.8. And so that one's a little bit surprising there. And then I think, on the offensive side of the ball, there's you're going to have a lot of differences and a lot of different changes. But I think a player that maybe a lot of people thought would play well, and it's only been a couple games because he came back from suspension, but Taylor Lewan, left tackle from Tennessee Titans, he's struggled so far this year. I expect him to kind of pick that back up and get going again. He is at a 46.4. First game back, he's really struggled. And I think another player that maybe a lot of people put highly, grade highly, or at least think of highly, is Marquise Pouncey, the center from Pittsburgh Steelers. He's really struggled this year at a 46.3. So I think, he's also a guy I expect to kind of bounce back. But so far, those two players have really struggled. And then on for a skill position, O.J. Howard, everybody, if anybody drafted him in fantasy, knows how badly he's been in terms of his catching the ball. But he's also been really poor as a run blocker, poor as a pass protector. And then obviously if you're not producing with the yards, you're going to grade poorly there too. And at 45.0 overall, he was our top graded tight end last year. So, if you're not going to get the targets, you're not going to grade well in receiving. But he was much better as a pass protector and a run blocker last year than he is this year. And so he plummets down the rankings in tight ends and one of the lowest graded tight ends.
When you look at it, there's a couple guys that I wanted to kind of touch on, kind of these cool little stories, so to speak. You look at, Foles goes down and you got Minshew down in Jacksonville. And then you have, Cam Newton going down and Allen coming back and being going 3-0 down in Carolina. And you start to hear these whispers of, oh, well, maybe Cam Newton's finished out in Carolina, or what is Minshew have an opportunity to be a quarterback of the future? What do you guys see on tape from those two guys, and do you think either one of them or both of them have any opportunity to be a projected starter in the league moving forward for those teams?
Yeah, I really think so, because you don't just – a lot of times after teams get tape on you, they adjust and whatnot, but you still, if you're able to come into the league and produce that quickly and get your team moving in the right direction, obviously Kyle Allen, after coming in, he's undefeated for the Panthers. Gardner Minshew isn't undefeated, but he obviously has held them in good contention for both their teams. They're not grading out at an exceptional level. Gardner Minshew is a 66.3 passing grade, Kyle Allen at a 62.4, so you're looking at a little bit below average over the course of the year. Kyle, both players in their first games when they played were excellent. Defensive coordinators are doing things to kind of trip them up. Kyle Allen doesn't have an interception this year, but he does have 7 turnover-worthy throws, so he's been a bit lucky with not having any interceptions there. Minshew, on the other hand, he's a 9 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. But he's got a 10 turnover where he throws. So he's been a bit lucky in that aspect too. But both guys have shown really good accuracy down the field and obviously rallied their teams around them. So I think those guys do have a good shot of becoming at least starting NFL quarterbacks long term. You especially look at Kyle Allen, who he took over for, you know, Cam Newton, who obviously had them at 0-2. He really was struggling with his accuracy. We can look at it as him being hurt, but he's, you know, it's a full, you know, half year last year and then the start of this year where he's really struggled. And so we might be seeing the last of Cam Newton. I don't know if it's how much of it is his injuries that he's been trying to work back from, but obviously the talent that Cam Newton has, you know, if he's healthy and when he's been healthy, we know what type of a player he is. But I think Kyle Allen's really making a difficult decision if he comes back healthy.
Talking to John Costco of Pro Football Focus on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Looking at the transitioning into the situation moving forward, you have Patrick Mahomes going down, and you look at that team. And it looks like he's going to be able to come back a little bit and still come back. And we don't know how well or dynamic he's going to be able to play. With his game, I know he has a crazy arm, but do you see that he's going to, like, be able to still play his game? A lot of his game is his ability to throw the ball on the run, deadly accurate, downfield, from multiple angles. Do you think that'll take a little bit from his game with the knee injury moving forward? And do you think that'll change the Chiefs' offense about how they want to attack offenses and how they want to attack defenses from him just strictly being in the pocket?
You know, it's interesting because he hurt his ankle week one, and obviously the gaudy stats are there, and he re-injured it last week against the Houston Texans. The stats that he's put up don't actually match what the grading he's done. He's graded out well, but he's still he's missing a lot of more routine plays. But he still can make the big time throws. Obviously, you see it week in, week out with the number of big time throws he has. He leads the NFL in those. But I think what you saw from the first six games of the year was that he was struggling, trying to battle back from that ankle injury. He wasn't moving around as much, you know, like we saw from him last year. He was missing some routine throws, easy throws at the short and intermediate levels. And so his grade actually this year is at a 77.0 passing. It's last year we had him in the mid-90s where he was obviously won the MVP. He was our MVP of the year last year. So I think it's going to be with that ankle injury, that'll probably heal up, but that knee injury is really concerning. And so I think it's going to be a lot of the same where he's going to struggle to move around in the pocket like he has in the past. And it's going to be interesting because that is a lot of his game is improvisation, moving, you know, throwing on the run. And even when he's not on the run, being able to drift back and throw off his back foot with, you know, no issue whatsoever, that knee is still going to affect him, I think. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when he comes back. I mean, if I'm a Chiefs fan, I would actually rather he sit the rest of the year and not risk losing him for another year if possible. But I'm not a doctor or anything like that. And if he's good to go back, he probably should come back.
Looking forward, looking forward to the division, AFC, you guys had the Patriots as the best team. They have probably, their defense has been playing lights out. Anybody who's had the Patriots defense in fantasy, you guys know firsthand what kind of defense they've been putting up. When you look at it with Patrick Mahomes being out, it looks like the Patriots have a pretty clear advantage in the AFC. What's your thought process on the NFC?
Yeah, the NFC is a lot tighter, right? So obviously with the Patriots being undefeated and nobody close to them right now, especially with that way their defense is playing, the NFC is much more competitive in terms of who the top team is in the NFL. One of the teams that a surprise team from beginning of the season, Browns fans all know about this team, are the San Francisco 49ers, who obviously are undefeated. But at the beginning of the season, we had them ranked 23rd in our power rankings, and now they're up to 3. So they're a team that they play extremely well. They're well coached. They do not turn the ball over. They don't They don't make, you know, dumb penalties. They're very disciplined. So when they, what they do, and they obviously run the ball extremely well, but they pass extremely well because Kyle Shanahan is a master at scheming it up. Probably nobody better in the NFL than him at scheming it and open up receivers. So Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't even actually played great. He's been good, but he hasn't had, like, he's not playing at an exceptional level. They're obviously got that defense that's playing at a top two level. We have them as the second best defense in the NFL right now. Their coverage unit is elite. They're shutting down opposing quarterbacks. And I've had a tweet out there for a number of weeks of how much they've shut down opposing quarterbacks, and the top passing grade against them has been Andy Dalton at like 54.6. So they're extremely good, and I think what if they can continue this, especially how good their defense is and the way Kyle Shanahan can scheme it up on offense, I think they're probably the team to beat currently in the NFC. Obviously, being undefeated, you can say that. But once Drew Brees comes back from his injury, they're going to be that team. New Orleans Saints is going to be extremely hard to beat because of, you know, if as long as Drew Brees' thumb is good and he can throw with the same velocity and accuracy that he's always shown, that's going to be a tough out too, because they have a really good defense. And then you put Drew Brees in there, and he was playing at, you know, for a game and a half at an MVP like level. And if he can pick that up where he left off, they're going to be a really tough out.
Ah, man, we're looking at it really quickly and pivoting towards the Browns. You look at it, they're, you know, 2-4. What do they need to do as far as specifically Baker Mayfield to get back on track and to really, you know, cut down on some of these turnovers and to get going back in the last, you know, 8 or 9 games past the bye week, or actually 10 games past the bye week?
Yeah, so Baker's accuracy is much worse this year than last year, and there's a couple of factors for that. Last year he was our fourth most accurate quarterback based on just ball placement. This year he's down at 23rd. He went from like about 65% to 56%. So, you know, you look at a couple of the interceptions from this past game. Obviously, it hits the receiver in the hands at Dontrell Hilliard, but that was still behind him. So he wasn't accurate on that. He rushed that throw. Same thing with the interception to Jarvis Landry. It was behind him as well. He rushed that throw. So part of what has happened, what I see is happening, is that before he's ever able to set his feet, he's throwing the ball. So he's throwing off his back foot, and that's causing inaccuracy for that. You saw it a couple drops to Odell Beckham Jr. It's just, and you see it all throughout the year, and where, you know, you're not expecting an interception, to, like, especially to that, you know, Dontrell Hilliard, or the previous week against the 49ers when it hit, you know, Callaway basically on the back hip, back thigh. Those rarely ever fall for interception, so it's bad interception luck that Baker's having. But he's got to set his feet and let the play process out before he's trying to rush this throw. What it seems like to me is that he's got this rookie – it's almost like this is more his rookie year, where the game's moving too fast for him. And then last year it was like it actually slowed down for him. So things need to slow down for him, and he can get his body up to it, basically his mind is at, because he's seeing things before they happen. But then also at the same time, there's a lot of plays that he's leaving out on the field where he's passing up open receivers and throwing it into tighter windows, or not even throwing it at all and eating it and taking a sack. So he's got to be able to see the field better. And then when he does see the field better, to let things slow down and throw it in the proper timing of the play. You'd think that throughout the bye week that those will correct themselves. And I think that's the biggest thing that's going on with the Browns offense, because he is limiting to negative plays more so than he was last year. He's just not throwing the positive plays like he was last year. He's at a 2-to-1 ratio of positive to negative, which is actually a better ratio than it was last year. But the number of good throws that he's making is way down compared to last year. So I think him getting up back on track, if he can get back to that level he was at last year, while even throwing fewer negative type throws, Browns are going to be just fine. But we have to see if that happens.
All right, John, thanks. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Garrett.
Appreciate you. That was John Costco, Pro Football Focus, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.